The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
The voice of the people. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
And good morning, everyone. It's a Tuesday, and it's just starting to spit some snow. Let's see what happens. Tuesday, the 26th morning of January, 2021, good old 710, KNUS. I'm Peter Boyle, the cast and crew. The weather goes like this, light snow and cold. 25 will be the high tomorrow, Wednesday. It's going to be a nice one. 43, 53 on Thursday. Everybody's on the job. Tom has the news, and good morning.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning to you. Denver-based Dominion Voting System seeks more than $1.3 billion in damages in a lawsuit against Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. The company says it was defamed by Giuliani's claims of election fraud and his public statements on TV and podcasts. This news is sponsored by Merrill. Merrill Edge Self-Directed Helps puts investing within reach. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/within reach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. House impeachment managers walked the article of impeachment of former President Trump to the Senate last night, charging him with inciting the Capitol building riots. Senators will be sworn in as jurors today. The trial's expected to start the second week of February. If you've got unanswered questions about the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations in the state, there's a new hotline you can call anytime from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 5 weekends. It goes to 24 hours a day beginning February 1st, which is next week. The number is 877-268-2926. Let me repeat that, 877-268-2926.
That number again.
That number again is 877-268-2926.
And in New York.
And west of the Mississippi. Remember that?
West of the Platte River.
Yeah, right. All right.
Oh, man.
So ring it. 877-268-2926. Ring it.
Those of you listening in Wyoming.
Oh, man. Colorado has settled a price gouging charge with Denver-based Nationwide Medical Supply for marking up the price of face masks at the start of the pandemic. The company has agreed to pay the state $70,000. A large tornado has killed one person that we know of just north of Birmingham, Alabama.
I didn't know him.
and left many others. Boy, you're fired up for vacation, aren't you?
I'm in another universe right now. Remember the person? What did you say?
Huh?
A person that we...
One person that we know of.
Oh.
In
I
other
know,
words...
I didn't know him.
No. No.
Billy's already making the noise across his throat. You know, quit it.
At least one person. We could say that. But we don't know of others yet because total death toll is not yet in. One person that we know of.
Thank you.
Thank you. Left many others with injuries, some serious, in Birmingham. At least 4 inches of snow will fall today from central Kansas to Chicago and southern Michigan. Parts of Nebraska and Iowa could get more than a foot of snow. Flights to and from the Midwest are canceled. Markets rallied at the start of trading in Europe today. Asian markets sold off. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down slightly. Dow futures are up slightly, and NASDAQ futures are down 0.25% in advance of this morning's opening. And two things, Pete. One thing is 1 year has passed since the death of Kobe Bryant. And the second thing is, I think you were turning up the volume on my headset and not yours. And it is drilling into my brain.
Okay. This one right here? This one?
No, yeah. You number three.
This is mine. That's yours. Yours is over here.
You were on number two.
I'm right here. What we don't have this thing, this little plug-in wall.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And as the news was starting, as you were starting to talk, you were gradually turning up the sound.
Does that make yours go down when I do that?
No.
Well, see, this must be a master.
Oh,
controls maybe. All of us.
Oh, okay.
One ring to control them all.
Okay. Well, my brain is spinning now with the noise in my ear.
Hey, I'm out of here. Don't care.
No.
Got a vacation tomorrow, beginning for a few days. Stephen Tubbs will have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Randy's either got Monday or Jimmy's got Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll be back. And so looking forward to it. It's like going away to camp.
Uh-huh.
You know, packing, well, like I went to camp, but packing little things up and making sure I know what I'm doing. So that's going to be cool. Morning, everybody. Off for a couple of days. Stefan has the rest of the week. Randy and Jimmy next week. I'll be back on Wednesday. On the web this morning, it dropped yesterday, the new column that I wrote, and it's for the Cherry Creek Chronicle, and it's getting a lot of attention, titled, I Heard It on the Radio, if you want to take a look at it, because I think dreams are all coming true right now. 710 KNUS Denver's Talk Stage, it's at 710 KNUS / Peter Boyle's going to show up. Now, I haven't watched the Cal Clark Channel 9 news in quite a while. And last night, I was breaking the action. I got to tell you something. We have lived off of Cal Clark for 4 years. I don't know, five years. Bite me on the arm when I say this. They did a great job last night with this Parker mayor who has pushed these conspiracy theories. And I got to hand it to Cal Clark. He really, really, really did a good job. And the Trump conspiracy theories are totally unwinding. I don't want, and I'm not going to break the rule. We're not going to go back and talk about the fraud. I'm over and done with it. But what's next? And, of course, yesterday they submitted the Trump impeachment articles to the Senate. And the trial will begin in 2 weeks, and we can talk about that. Mike Lindell has been permanently banned. Did you see this? Twitter, which is, you know, do with that as you may. They banned Mike Lindell. Giuliani, as you mentioned in the opening of the cast, being sued by Dominion Voting Systems over false election claims. Now, they're putting on this brave face, we want to be sued. No, they don't. You know, and I've listened to other fools who have said, oh, now we can access the truth. No, you're not. You know, I know enough about this, and I part of the things that I wrote about in the columns, I've been through it. They don't come at you. You know, I've made the claim or made the statement that, gee, and all the stuff that we did on the Ramseys, not one time, although Lynn Wood used to threaten me and threaten Dan Kaplis and threaten Julie Hayden. We were the three that he would threaten. He never did anything. This isn't a threat. They have filed lawsuits.
Yeah, right.
Now, like I said, I want to play this. It's very good. And listen for the prominent names who appear in this. And I thought Kyle Clark, and I, like I said, I'm by no stretch a fan. But what's the great line? You know, a broken clock is right twice a day. Or I can make all kinds of, a blind pig occasionally finds an acorn. You know, I can say all kinds of stupid stuff. But I got to tell you something. They did a good job. And the mayor and Parker, and we've used to try and get him on, and he was over the moon. But he wasn't any further over the moon than a whole lot of other prominent people who I believe are going to also be sued. And it wasn't like somebody didn't warn them. So I'd like you to hear this. I think he did a good job. Also this morning, Casey Van Diver, who's a young reporter with Westward, did a piece on Eric Coomer on Dominion, the daily threats and the damage done to a fair election. This mayor is running backwards. And I listened to what the mayor was saying during all of these things that he said. But it's important to listen for names. Now, remember the lawsuits. Giuliani's been sued. And I read the lawsuit, or at least what we're able to read, and they're making it very, very clear, other media outlets and commentators. What do you think that means?
Mm.
And they mention other media outlets and commentators. We know, for instance, that OANN has scrubbed, that's what it's called, all mentions of Dominion from their websites. And they were the tip of the spear. The wheels are coming off. The Trump conspiracy theories are totally unwinding. So let me do this. I want you to hear this. Sit still. And it runs about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. And it's very good. And like I said, we've lived off of Kyle Clark. But and I just happened to hit this last night. I was reading and getting some stuff ready. Well, it just speaks for itself. The mayor of Parker, this is on Channel 9. This is Kyle Clark.
QAnon conspiracy theorists were front and center during the storming of the U.S. Capitol. And the mayor of Parker told me today that he made a mistake recently in sharing QAnon propaganda online. Mayor Jeff Toborg told me he was also mistaken when he recently joined an online group threatening public health workers by publishing their home addresses on the Internet. I spoke with Mayor Toborg today about his connection to a number of fringe groups.
Let me just go on record, Kyle, as saying I denounce any violence of this type. You know, people cannot be made to feel unsafe or be made unsafe in their own home simply for the job they do.
So this is not the first time that you have aligned yourself with an effort to threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs. You're on the board of directors of a political group called FEC United, and you were present at a rally in October where the founder of FEC United, Joe Altman, spoke just minutes before you. You then spoke calling him Parker's favorite son. One of the things he said when he spoke was to threaten journalists who report on the political group that you sit on the board of. Altman said, "We're coming for you," talking about journalists. He said, "If you're part of the media and you write something bad about us, better take your byline off of it."
Right. So let me clarify some facts on that. I left FEC in August, September timeframe to run for mayor. I supported FEC in its original intent to help encourage churches, schools, and commerce to be reopened. By the time I was there, I was a mayoral candidate. I was no longer a part of that board.
You were present at the event. You spoke following the founder after he threatened journalists, and you complimented him. And my question is, why do you continue to associate yourself with extremist groups that threaten Coloradans for doing their jobs?
I recall saying that he's a favorite son of Parker because of his business here. But Kyle, I have no affiliations with extremist groups.
So FEC is also building a sort of militia, the United American Defense Force, with the goal to, quote, defend and protect what is ours. As mayor of Parker, would you invite your former group's militia to operate within your town?
No, absolutely not. And I, you know, the Defense Force was a separate part of FEC.
So I'm trying to get this straight. So you're saying that even though you were on the board of directors of this political group that created a militia, you're not responsible for creating a militia?
Kyle, the piece that I was in had no part of the militia. We were FEC, which stood for Faith, Education, and Commerce. I had no part in the militia.
From the post that you put up about QAnon that you said you were not really aware of, you've also promoted the baseless conspiracy theories that the election was rigged and questioned the safety of the COVID vaccine, signed on to that group to dox public health workers, which you said you didn't know about, and then you were a board member and spoke at this rally where journalists were threatened by this group that also has a militia arm. Do you believe that your own actions qualify you as an extremist?
No, absolutely not.
Are you extremist
absolutely.
Curious?
No.
You can find my full conversation with Parker Mayor Jeff right. Toborg on the next YouTube channel.
Now, I know that troubles many of you, and that's okay because that's why I played it. This whole unwinding now of all the insanity. We're not going to deal with the insanity, but we will deal with the unwinding of it. And there's a Trump media outlet called OAN, and it's been quietly deleting articles about Dominion despite everything that they, in fact, did. The lawsuit that was announced on Giuliani, like you spoke about in your newscast, this story, and it's, again, I've, in all the years that that young man's hosted a show, we just lived off of it, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But I caught that last night. I thought, good. He named the right people. And it's stupid that you're angry because you should be enlightened by these things. I'm not amazed. I predicted reactions. But the fact that no one can grasp what they're now watching. And coming back at Donald Trump in this lawsuit and to try and impeach him, I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be. I talked to somebody yesterday that I respect. They're not going to use the Supreme Court justice, which I don't know what that's about.
That seems very strange to me. They say he's really busy with other things, but I mean, oh my gosh.
That's an intent to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what people are going to learn out of this. But this unwinding, and it's a term I look for a couple different words. This is totally unwinding all of the insanity. And is anybody going to learn anything? And the answer is, thus far, with the first 15, 20 emails, no. No one's learned a thing. I'm surprised at you, folks, that you're not able to learn something. That you continue a bulk work of stupidity, but it's okay. I guess, you will deal with this as you wish.
Well, what they should learn and what we should learn is to look at the evidence and what the evidence seems to say. Even if it runs counter to what your emotions were, what your beliefs were, you've got to say what we know now.
Yeah.
You know.
What was Grace Slick's great line? When the truth is found to be lies, and something inside you dies, well, it hasn't died inside of these folks, and it's okay. But there is more to come, and I've had conversations with the management, and I've talked to people, and no, I don't tend to want to walk away from something that needs that there has to be a media lesson here. And I know we have reached the bottom of the barrel when I'm using Kyle Clark, but I thought he did a good job. And if you try and do this part of our job, this part of the, then you do it, you seek the truth and you seek the honesty. And I thought he hit a home run. I thought it was a really well done piece. So it's going to happen. And it's all predictable, and it's been laid out to people before, and it had no meaning. And I guess that's the sadness, the frustration of attempting. And we'll see. I don't know what will happen. If you read the column I wrote, entitled I Heard It on the Radio, my prediction is these lawsuits are going to intensify. I read the Giuliani lawsuit, or at least what's available, and it's not pretty. They're naming other media places. They're naming, they call commentators and personalities. It's in a lawsuit. Gee, I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
So.
And now, Sidney Powell was also.
She's been sued.
Sued.
Yeah, she's,
by Dominion, yes.
She's, in essence, walked out on the lawn and poured gasoline on herself and set herself on fire. She's, for all intents and purposes, she's gone. It'll be interesting to see when Jenna Ellis returns to Colorado. I know there's guys talk to her. We haven't been able to do that. And as anybody, Giuliani said, good, now we'll get to the bottom of this. I've been through it. You don't think that they didn't think through all of this before they came to Giuliani?
Oh, sure. Oh, I'm sure it wasn't just some sort of a lawyer with a shingle hanging in front of his. They had a lot of conversations and a lot of heavy duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how they scream, but they did. And they sat down and they waited, as I predicted. They waited until after the Biden administration got in there. I don't know who the FCC guys are going to be. We don't know who the DOJ people are going to be. But and I'm using the attempt to impeach Donald Trump as my indicator. If they're going to do that, what are they going to do? And this is about our business. Yesterday we spoke about the media business and talk radio. And don't send me stupid ass text messaging, because we're not, it's ineffective right now, and I'm not going to read them on the air. Deal with what you were involved with. The Parker mayor, I mean, he's running backwards like a striped rear-ended you-know-what. He doesn't know what to do because he bought in. He got waltzed in, as talk radio people did, as elected officials did, and they got waltzed in. I don't want to spend any more time on ridiculous, stupid, hollow theories, but I do would like to know what you think will be next. Yesterday we spoke about talk radio and the loss of Larry King and how you got into, you know, falling in love with the business or being part of the business. Now what? Because talk radio, I think in some ways, I was thinking about this last night, talk radio has made its legitimate bones. Mm-hmm. We're no longer the entertainment factor of, you know, people that had, as Alan once said, little old ladies painting their dogs' toenails, smoking Pall Malls and painting their dogs' toenails and living in Capitol Hill. That was one of his great lines. He said, you know what this is? And I said, what? He said, a bunch of little old ladies smoking Pall Mall cigarettes and painting their dogs' toenails and living on Capitol Hill. Yeah. It was a ruse.
I know when you asked me yesterday when I became aware of talk radio, and I got thinking about that much of the day yesterday. I think my real awareness of talk radio, because I moved here in 82, was you guys, was Alan Berg and here. Prior to that time, it seems to me that, well, as a matter of fact, it was Rush.
Oh, sure.
It was Rush that was the beginning place for me, of course.
He's the jumping off point for all of us.
That's right.
Anybody in this business owes him an incredible debt, a huge debt.
And then Alan Berg and, you know,
but
you
Berg,
guys.
You know, and Berg, I mean, there's two people. And, you know, Berg preceded, Berg was on before Rush hits. Mm-hmm. And Berg changes talk radio in Denver. Mm-hmm. Rush changes talk radio in America and makes it legit.
Yeah.
We become something legitimate, and now we're going to learn things.
Yeah.
You know, what Ric Flair's great line, when you go to slap the figure four leg, and now we go to school. That I'd listen to Rick say that half a dozen times sitting, you know, doing the bell, and he would yell out, his finisher was a figure four leg lock, and it was just, you know, it was classic. And Flair would say, now we go to school. And I say to many of my colleagues across the country, now you get ready, you're going to go to school.
See, I don't remember in L.A. before I came here that talk radio, you know, we had...
It wasn't.
We had KNX, which was news, you know.
News talk.
Yeah. But it was really more news than talk.
Sure, that was KOA.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a big morning news block. Gus Merkus was the anchor.
Yeah.
I did 9 to noon. We did a news break, and then Alan did afternoons, and then we did news, and then we did sports. So, that's all gone now. I mean, that, and more than you know, that's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is, and you again, folks, God bless you. I'm glad you're out there. But this is unwinding as we speak. And I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to have an enormous effect on so many different people. And when you watch these guys. So, you know, as my my father said, take it down the street. You're not welcome here. We don't handle snakes. Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday morning. Got snow coming in. I got tomorrow and I'll be off and Stefan will be here. And I need a break in the action, but I can't walk away from this. Yesterday... And I saw this piece, this Parker Mayer guy, and he's running, and Giuliani and the lawsuits will begin. Your turn after this.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Morning, everybody. Snow coming in the city. It's a Tuesday, 26 January, 2021. Two lines are open, 25 the high. And then I get a couple of days off, and Stefan will be here, and Jimmy and Randy will do the show. If your home feels a little crowded or you're realizing you don't have to go to work anymore, you do it online. We're talking about working online, Billy and I, just a moment ago. You can really, I mean, you can live anywhere, and it's time to make your move, and I mean, it's a really good time to buy a new home. Rates are at historic lows. This is true with the refis as well. Call American Financing. There's twos and threes, man. That's like, get moving before somebody else does. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. Call a dedicated mortgage consultant. Somebody guides you through the custom loan options. They can even introduce you to top-rated local realtors. Our friends, change me, man. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, but 303-695-7000. First come, first serve. Gary, you're on the show. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Peter. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
I just wanted to mention to you, I mentioned it to Billy, too, the CEO of the company that produced those machines, I can't remember their name right now.
Dominion?
Yeah, Dominion was on interviewed last night on Chris Cuomo, and I know a lot of listeners will think of Chris Cuomo the way you think of Kyle Clark, but you can't, you know, about fake news, but you can't change the answers that the CEO gave to the questions that were asked.
I agree.
And he indicated two things I wanted to let you know about. They were accusing that the algorithms were increased by 0.3. In other words, every vote for Biden was multiplied by 1.3 via software bugs. And he said, he pointed out, well, in Wisconsin, they hand counted 5 million ballots. That's people looking at the ballots and counting them, and there was no difference. And the second thing he indicated, Chris Cuomo asked him, are additional lawsuits coming? And he said, we're looking at any and everyone. We're just doing them one at a time.
I predicted every bit of this, and I can't pick my nose, but I will read you from the lawsuit. And you talking about that guy, what's his, is it Poulos, P-O-U-L-O-S? I think it's Poulos or something. He's the, the lawsuit was filed on Giuliani, and I'll just read you from their lawyer, and they got some Barney badass attorney who specializes in this. Rudolph Giuliani actively propagated disinformation to purposely mislead voters. Because Giuliani and others incessantly, and others is important, repeated the false claim about the company on a range of media platforms. Some of our own family and friends are among the Americans who were duped. Since Donald Trump lost the election, Giuliani has spread conspiracy theories that Dominion and Smartmatic, a rival, developed software that flipped votes from Trump to Joe Biden. Allegations have been totally debunked. But here it goes. They have hired Clark Locke, a firm that specializes in defamation lawsuits, suing conspirators. Earlier this month, Dominion filed against Sidney Powell, Dominion's machines, and they go on to the not only have the lies damaged the good name of my company, they also undermined trust in American democratic institutions. And what it leads to, and I was reading my source's Business Insider, and one of their guys said it just brings us closer to Donald Trump. Obviously, this lawsuit against the president's lawyer moves one step closer to the former president and understanding what his role in this was. The lawsuit said Giuliani's allegations, customer support numbers, voicemail messages. They got a voicemail message from somebody who said, we're bringing back the firing squad. These are the threats that people made. People are hiding. People are afraid of their lives, afraid for their lives. And this young woman's coming on the show and talking about what happened to that Eric Coomer. And now people are starting to talk, Gary, and people, you know, Donald Trump is gone. The threat from Donald Trump's retaliations are gone now. And you got a new FCC head. Watch what happens. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're right. Now they're looking out for their own pocketbook.
Well, now people are scattering. And this Parker mayor, and again, I'm not a fan of this, of what, but, you know, when somebody does it right, you know, you have to attribute to truth. And what Kyle Clark did, and you listen to that Parker mayor, he's got him jammed up. But wait a minute, you're on the board. You spoke before this guy. And if you watch the video, you can watch it on Nine's news site. this guy, you can tell he's sweating rocks.
Yeah, but, you're right.
Well,
listen, enjoy Florida. I'm heading that direction
cool.
myself.
All right, man. And again, we're not going to talk about rigging. We're not going to talk about those stupid arguments we had. We're going to talk about the now. And the now is this. And I wrote it down. The conspiracy theories are totally unwinding. I don't want to review the conspiracy theories. They're stupid. They've been debunked. It's the crackpots now. And I said it when it happened. Watch. You think you're going to get away with this? Watch. So I read the Dominion lawsuit. They're suing Rudolph Giuliani. And they're already saying, this guy Locke is saying, these are just the first steps. You go for the big fish first. There's a website called Business Insider, and they printed it. The Trump media outlet OAN quietly deleting articles about Dominion. Dominion is ramping up its defamation lawsuits on electronic conspiracy theories. Donald Trump may be their ultimate target, but they do talk about his right-wing media allies will be the next targets. I wonder who they are. This is in the now. This is what we're speaking about now. All right. Debbie, you're on the radio show. If you go back and talk about the machines don't work, I'm going to dismiss the call. Go ahead.
That's the last thing I'm going to talk about. I kind of listened to you off and on during the day on my way to work, and you talk about the restrictions on right-wing radio and all the various lawsuits that are coming up. What do you think should happen? Should they bring back the fairness doctrine?
No. My fear is what they're going to do to the business that I love.
Okay.
And we're seeing it now. They're controlling things. The big tech people are controlling things. If you get a minute, read the column. The progressive left has wanted their hands on talk radio since Jump Street. And I'll tell you what, I think we served it up.
Yeah, I kind of agree, but I don't know. After the 2004 election, after Bush's second election, a lot of progressive and liberal and left-wing people realized that the way to get to information to the most amount of people is online. So if you actually look online, there's a whole landscape of progressive talk radio.
It's a flop. They tried Air America.
Yeah, Air America was fighting terrestrial radio, and it didn't make it. It was poor management.
Yeah, you know your business. You're using the terms. It was an amazing flop, a huge money loss.
Yeah.
And because what Limbaugh did, and I credit him for so much, what Limbaugh did is he provided that alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And he openly critiqued NBC, CBS. He lived off the Clintons. Talk radio is much better outside the castle than inside the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And during the Clintons and the Obamas, Limbaugh, I mean, honest to God, that I know the man's very ill, but he changed the face of talk radio.
He made
what we do important.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But as I said, that there is terrestrial radio, which is the domain of right-wing people,
right.
And then there's online information
that
is the domain of the progressives. I listen a lot to progressive radio online,
and
there's a woman out of L.A., and she's got anywhere from 6 to 10 million people a day that listen to her.
Yeah, but that's a claim. And the difference is, and I try to explain this to people that don't get it, the airwaves belong to the people.
Mm-hmm.
The licensing, and this is where they're going to come. They're going to come at licensing. They're going to come at individuals. But they're going to say, and the government knows it can say, you are not responsible enough to hold this license. We're going to give it to these people.
Oh, yeah, I fully believe that. And when it comes down to it, it's all about money and it's all about licensing.
Hang on a second, because The online stuff, like what Chuck and Julie do podcasting, I spoke with Julie for a long time yesterday, they will eventually get their hands on that because it's technology, but it's private sector. What we do, and this is where they're going to come,
What we do is the airwaves belong to the people. Mm-hmm. It goes back to FDR.
FCC,
and,
yeah.
And they license you. And Brian Taylor, for instance, my boss, his number one job is protect the license.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when they come for these people, and they're telling you, they're going for the, you know, the big guys first.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, in essence, we're going to, and they have this lock guy said, we're coming down, work our way all the way down. Well, how, you know, when you start collecting money, and this is my best bet, these guys are going to settle. These
Cumulus, and these guys
are just going to settle.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all bottom line. It's all about money. I got to get to work.
Oh, you're kind.
Anyway,
thank you.
Thanks.
You're
all right. We'll see you.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, 303-696-1971. If you want to start talking about stupid machine stuff, I don't want to hear it. It's been debunked. You become, you know, like I said, I watched Sidney Powell walk out on the lawn, pour gasoline on herself, and set herself on fire.
You know, Peter, I just grabbed the Apple Top 100 podcast, just looking at what Debbie was saying. And, you know, it's an interesting balance if you go through it. And I'm just looking, you know, going from 20 down, you know, up to number one, doing kind of the double David Letterman top 10 list. And you've got people like Dave Ramsey are on there. Dan Bongino's on there.
Absolutely.
You do have the liberal side of things. NPR is one of the most popular ones. Charlie Kirk is there.
Rogan.
You have Joe Rogan is there. He's number 19. Pod Save America, which is a group of guys that used to work for the Obama administration. Ben Shapiro is actually number 5. And he is the highest ranked, what I would say, political podcast. The other one that's up there that's number 2 that is slightly political would be The Daily, which is a podcast that comes out of the New York Times. But that's it's not necessarily opinion. It's more just here are the top news stories. But again, it's the Times, so you are going to get a left slant.
But
out of political talk shows, the number one, number 5 is Ben Shapiro. Number 6 is Pod Save America, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, but they're going to reach in there eventually. But the battle right now and the lawsuits right now are going to be Fox News, these are the guys, they're going to be the targets. The radio networks, the syndicators, they're going to be the targets, and individual on-airs are going to be the targets. It's inevitable. And the lawsuits have begun, and it isn't going to bode well. And I realize that, you know, all the people who send emails, this is going to affect your life. It's not going to affect your wallet. You know, I mean, I understand people become entrenched with talk radio. But if you read the column that I wrote, it's up on the website, 710KNUS/Peter, I heard on the radio, our business has fallen into the hands of people who are not radio people. It's like you're having heart surgery done, and the guy that, you know, cuts the grass at Coors Field is going to be allowed to do it. All right, here it goes, 303-696-1971. Groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration, really finally here in Denver. Receding hairlines and bald spots and thinning hair. Dr. Tanya Paul, she's the surgeon, she's the all-timer. Highly experienced team, the state-of-the-art technology, the best of the best. Advanced FUE treatment takes one day, it's pain-free. Your hair starts growing the next day, and it's 100% guaranteed. If you're a young guy and losing your hair, or a woman, or middle-aged, wherever you are, and you're going, man, that's enough, just go and see them. Come and see me. It's a gimme. Call them, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. You know the truth. Or husbands, you can tell your wives or your sons, your dads, your brothers. Advanced Hair, perhaps it's you, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. That's a phone call. And they're confidential. They're private. They're on your side. One day treatment, life-changing results. New hair, 100% guaranteed. Visit advancedhair.com.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Good morning, everybody. I just got a text from Mike Roberts. He's put a big piece up about our morning show in Westward. That's very kind. I haven't had a chance to read it. Snowing outside, light snow. Take care of yourselves. Be careful. Last night, this was with Chris Como and the owner of Dominion Voting Systems. I've heard it, and it makes all the sense in the world. Billy, if you would.
Why sue?
We have no choice.
Disinformation in elections is a huge problem. And what we are seeing right now, I don't think we've ever seen before. And it's affecting certainly our good name, and it's raising serious doubts in electors' minds across the country. And frankly, it's the only avenue that we have to rectify the situation.
The $1.3 billion, you say it's ruining your good name. Have you lost any contracts?
The $1.3 billion, there's certainly a lot of questions on that. So there is no money, Chris, that can even begin to make up for the damage and reputation that our company and the customers, the election officials that have used our technology to count ballots. And the actual calculation of the $1.3 billion is a legal calculation, and we will play that out in court.
Hang on, everyone, as we return. The unwinding has begun. The lawsuits are being served up. 710 KNUS, I'm Peter Boyles. You'll hold on your hats. We'll get this Roberts piece put up. It's a Tuesday morning. Light snow 25. I don't know where it goes. Tomorrow's 43. I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. Stefan fills in, and then Randy and Jimmy got Monday and Tuesday. Billy Thorpe, Peter Boyles, hold on, everybody. Stay here.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.